comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors. Hi, folks. Welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thanks for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. It's the show where you matter. And because you matter, I must remind you, or for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I must inform you that we publish a free weekly newsletter. It's called K-Files. And you just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, look for the link that says K-Files, click it, subscribe, you're in. And it's really, really quick and simple, and you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. By the way, you know, we don't, these days, everybody is looking for any way they can to squeeze a little bit more blood out of the turnips. And, you know, so a whole lot of internet radio shows, a whole lot of internet everything, they collect all the email addresses they can collect, and they sell them. Not all of the radio shows and not all of the internet sites do that, but a lot of them do. And so... it's pretty important for you to understand that we don't. So when you subscribe, we don't rent those names out. We don't sell them. We don't loan them out to anybody. It's just for our use to send you the K-Files easing. So you won't be spammed as a result of having subscribed. All right. Now, and that is important. That's very important for you to know that because we live in strange days. We have a members area, and in the members area, it's 23 cents a day. If you haven't joined, you need to do that. But in the members area are the archives. And so there have been a couple of things going on with those. We call them K-Pods. And I won't get into all the technical stuff. I sent an email to all of our members explaining what was up with those, and they're up and functioning again. Well, they were up and functioning, but you got the email. Okay, but it's been redesigned. So the older K-Pods are in one list, and then the K-Pods for this year, 2010, are in another list. And we had to do that because the software that we use for making those lists will only handle so many files. And then it bogs down, and it has glitches and all kinds of things. So we separated them so that it only has to deal with what it can deal with, okay? Tonight's going to be Open Line Live, and that means we will, of course, be taking your telephone calls here in a little bit. And it's BYOT. That means bring your own topic, okay? And that means if you don't like what we're talking about or you like something else better, all you have to do is you just call in. You say, I want to talk about this. And off we go. We'll talk about it within our genre. Okay? So, you know, we don't do politics and conspiracy theories and Aunt Susie's best recipes for fruitcake and auto mechanics and stuff like that. We'll be back right after this, and I've got some stuff to throw on the table as well. All right, it is Open Line Live tonight. The phone lines are not open yet, but we will open the phone lines in just a little bit. And when we open the phone lines, we invite you to call in with whatever it is on your mind that you would like to talk about. We will talk about it within our genre. Before we do that, I've got a couple of things I want to get to. First of all, I want to do something we haven't done in a while. It's been a long time since I've given out a Steaming Toro Caca Award, but I've got one to give out tonight. This is due to an article that appeared today in the Boston Standard. Now, for those in the United States, you do understand that we do not own the name Boston, and there are other places in the world called Boston. This one's in the UK. And this is a report having to do with an incident that was in the recently released UFO files, recently released by the British government. And it talks about this particular case because it happened at Boston in the UK. And I won't go into all the details of this. I'll just give you a summary of it. It happened on October the 5th, 1996. A strange red and green rotating light was observed high and stationary. It was observed by the Skegness police, I believe. And it was to their southeast. Well, at the same time, the RAF... Nidashid in, I probably said that wrong, Nidashid in Norfolk, detected an unidentified object on radar, and the investigations began. Okay, well, they concluded, as we would expect the government investigation to do, that, number one, the lights that were in the sky, of course, what was observed was it was red and green and rotating. All right, but anyway, it was probably Venus. And then the blip on the radar over Boston was thought to be the spire of St. Botolph's Church. But here's why the Boston Standard receives tonight the prestigious Steaming Toro Caca Award, because in this report, instead of just giving us the report, they just felt called of God and ordained by the universe to put this in. Are you ready? The investigation that followed explained the close encounter of the second kind as two rather more common phenomena than little green men. You know, it is very disappointing to learn that the American lamestream media have relatives in the UK media. It's just heartbreaking. It's disappointing. I really thought that the UK media would be a bit more sophisticated than resorting to that nonsense. Why do I call it nonsense? I got an email this week about we run an ad on our TV channel that says, if you see little green men, take two aspirin and call the media in the morning. They are the idiots that invented them. Well, I got an email saying, Kevin, how can you be so sure of that? I can be so sure of it because I looked up the first known reference to little green men, and it was 1899, and it was in the Atlanta newspaper. The media invented little green men. It is entirely their concoction. It's not something anybody in UFO study, anybody that's involved in UFO investigations, UFO research, it's not from that community. It's from the media. And so, the Steaming Toro Caca Award goes to the Boston Standard for being uneducated mushrooms when it comes to UFOs. Okay, very quickly, the NASA chief yesterday, I believe it was. It was yesterday. Was involved in Senate hearings, budget hearings, and was reporting to the oversight committee that that has to look after the NASA budget. And so what he did was presented his proposed budget, which reflects the current administration's goals of let's quit. And the senators rather went ballistic. The senator said, nothing doing. You've presented us a budget asking for money to go do nothing. Pick a specific mission. Pick a specific place you're going to go. And so they had a rather interesting and kind of a charged exchange because of that. And I think that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I am so glad that happened because this now puts the NASA administrator in a position where he can go back and put some astronaut stuff into the budget, even though the president says we're not going to the moon and we're not going to Mars. So he can put some astronaut stuff in there. In other words, it basically says that while the president doesn't want those things in the budget, the people with the purse strings do. And I'm betting it's in the budget when it's all said and done. We have a one email that I'm going to deal with, and then we'll open up the phone lines. The email is from Delise in Nevada. And Delise in Nevada writes, Mr. Smith, you always say, and she puts it in quotes, the show where you matter, end quote, at the start of the show. I like it, but why do you say it? Well, I say it because it's true. You know, we live in a world where all day long the message is reinforced that you don't matter. All day long it is reinforced that you're just a cog and in a huge machine and you really don't matter. Well, I don't buy that, and I don't participate in it. You do matter, and you matter not just to me, but you matter in the universe. And I think you need to hear it. I think you need to hear it because you didn't hear it all day long till you got here to the show. For most of you, that's the truth. For most of you, you didn't hear it all day long, and then you got here, and I said, it's the show where you matter. I just want to remind you, you make a difference in the universe, all right? All right, so what we're going to do is we are going to open the telephone lines. There's weird stuff happening with our video. I don't know what it is. All kinds of little sparkles showing up on the screen. I think we're getting some interference from outside. But nevertheless, we will trudge on. And let me open up the telephone lines. The lines are 623-444-5889. Or toll free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. You were live. You've been calling for 30 minutes. Why didn't you hang on? You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, I can barely hear you on the phone.
Sorry.
Well, can you hear me all right at least?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, if they won't let us go to Mars, they won't let us go to the moon. Let's go to Alpha Centauri instead. Maybe they'll let that happen.
Do what? Alpha
Centauri. Anyhow.
Well, now, what are you talking about?
Well, you said that Barack Obama doesn't want us to go to the moon. Let's go to Alpha Centauri instead. You know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I got it. I'm
now
slow,
it.
But I get there.
It took you a while to get that one,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it did. All right, what's on your mind?
Pardon?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I always tend to comment on a lot of books that I'm reading, and one that I'm still kicking myself in the butt that I never got to yet. His name is Graham Hancock. I think he's written some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And I think he has a pretty good grasp on what our civilization once was before some cataclysm hit about 12 to 15,000 years ago.
He's got very interesting theories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in being fair in terms of logic and rationale, anybody that goes back beyond prehistory is going back beyond what we can prove. And it is theory. But having said that, he's got some very interesting theories and some very interesting bits of supporting data, supporting evidence.
Absolutely. And his research also ties into that with ones like Richard Hoagland, as well as even in some part Zechariah Sitchin, who have studied the ancient past. And, you know, he does prove that there was a huge cataclysm about 12 to 15,000 years ago, that you know, the human population did bottleneck around that time, and whatever happened to this planet at that time would have wiped out anything, with the exception of perhaps a few artifacts that would have survived, that would have been on this planet. And some of those artifacts did survive, and I'm talking about things like the Peary Rice map, which could have only been mapped from the air, from orbit, and yet this thing had been passed down and copied for millennia until it finally fell into the hands of that Turkish admiral in the 14th century,
mm-hmm.
or 15th century.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at everything else that Hancock talks about, the megalithic structures around this planet, the megalithic structures that are on Mars and throughout the solar system. You look at everything else, you know, I think we have a legacy that has been forgotten. We have a legacy that has been, that was ripped from us, and only parts of it remain, and still lamestream science and archaeology. Either they don't want to admit the fact that it exists, or they're paying some big bucks to keep it hush-hush.
Well, it's both.
Try to debunk this.
Yeah, it's both. Look, lamestream science, lamestream archaeology, and lamestream media are in cahoots together on this.
Absolutely.
And the reason is it flies in the face of their religion.
Well,
their religion is Darwinism, and I take it on the chin every time I bring this up. People send me email telling me I just don't understand. I do understand Darwinism intricately, and I do understand that the fossil record doesn't support it, even as Darwin himself admitted. Mm-hmm. And so it flies in the face of their religion. And because it flies in the face of their religion, they fight it.
And, you know, Hancock, you know, he also postulates that Mars may have suffered a similar cataclysm that we have, but except that cataclysm was on a much grander scale and might have killed the planet of Mars. And I think we had a civilization on that planet also.
It's possible.
I think we came from there, and just judging by the structures of the planet, and I'm going by what Hancock's been saying, him and Robert Bovall. You look at the structures, especially the pyramids, and you look at the four shafts that are in those pyramids, the little four shafts, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's in the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, there were shafts that at a certain point in time, they pointed directly to certain stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And those stars are identified as Beta Ursa Minor, Sirius, Alpha Draconis, and Zeta Orionis. And I think that they may actually be perhaps the ultra-ancient origins of our species. I think that's what that's trying to tell us.
Well, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
All speculation is on the table when the actual data is not on the table. And so, you know, you could be right on the money with that. It could be. All right, Kevin, I'm going to have to move along because I'm having to push the button now to keep us on the air after the time limit. But
one more question: are you going to is Graham Hancock ever going to be on the show?
Possibly. I've talked to him before. It's a matter of being up and ready and able to do the show when I'm up and doing the show.
That's true. He's 5 hours ahead. All right, take care, Kevin.
All right. 623-444-5889 or toll-free 888-223-4599. As I said, I'm quite aware, for those of you who are watching on the TV channel, that there's all these little sparkles happening on the TV. And, you know, I'm also watching the frame rate that we're able to transmit, and we have it set for 60. It's able to get 30. It's down to half. That means that someone is attacking our connection, and you're getting to see the video evidence of it on your screen. Okay, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming, Kevin.
Hi, Brent.
Hi, Kevin. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You always get this interference,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to say where it's coming from because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a question for you. Could their attempts at blocking you and blocking your message be backfiring on them in that they are highlighting what's important?
Oh, it very definitely is.
In other words, what I'm wondering if it is reverse disclosure of a sort.
It is, but the question then is, are they intentionally doing that to make that?
I can't hear you, Kevin. I'm sorry.
You cannot hear me. I've got the volume cranked wide open. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Well, I'm not going to broadcast that loud.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this could be happening unintentional. If they don't intend it to verify anything. But it is happening. It could be that they're doing it intentionally because they want to highlight certain things.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. If it's unintentional or intentional, but either way, they're highlighting things.
Yeah. It could be. And, you know, I mean, for sure it highlights things. And it's pretty curious what they highlight. Brent, got to run. We're into a break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. To the Kevin Smith Show. We are open line. We'll talk about what you wish to talk about. The telephone numbers are 623-444-5889. Or if you're in the USA and Canada, there is a toll-free number. If you need to call me toll-free, you can do so. And it is 888-223-4599. If you are outside of the USA and outside of Canada, you can use, if you wish, the flash message option on the website. Now, what happens if you're in the USA? What happens if you're in Canada and you use the flash message option? Is it like going to make your computer explode? No, it's not going to do that. What it is going to do, though, is the filters in my flash message program are going to read that IP address, and if it recognizes your IP address as being in the U.S. or Canada, it dumps it into the delete box. I don't even see it until after the show, and usually I don't look at them after the show. They just get deleted. Okay. Now, why is that? Well, let's see. It is a, let's see, give me a T, give me an A, give me an L, give me a K. It is a talk show, and we have phone numbers, and I'll even pay for the call. And so if you're in the USA or Canada, give me a call. Grab some courage up and punch those buttons on the phone and get right in here, and we'll talk about what's on your mind. Okay, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening. First name, and where are you calling from?
Gary from New York.
Hi, Gary.
I listened to the show last night, and I was totally enthralled with James.
Uh-huh.
I have been a listener of your show for a number of years, on and off, sometimes on, sometimes off, but I have never seen a guest like him. I just don't know quite what to make of him.
Well, I'm in the same boat. It's very, very interesting information, and he is an absolutely captivating guest, just captivating to listen to. But I get emails asking, well, do you believe him? Well, you know, I'm not in the believe business. I'm not in the disbelieve business either.
I just have no idea what to make of him, but I was just totally enthralled and enraptured with listening to him.
Yeah.
He had such positive answers about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, so many of the things that he said made sense and just opened my eyes. And I just can't wait to hear him back on your show again. And I'm glad that he's going to be back on your show.
Yeah, he received an invitation from another show. And I recommended to him, I said, look, I know that guy that hosts that show. Know him personally, and I think he's a good guy. It'd be a good show to be on. And he said no, he had decided that he's never, ever gone public with any of this before, and he's quite content to stay with the Kevin Smith Show, and he's just going to stay with us and let us interview him, but he's just not interested in, you know, a bunch of interviews out there with other shows. So
yeah. We're
glad to have him, and he will be back.
Yeah. But don't you find that fascinating, too, that you're the only one he wants to speak to? You're the only one he's going to.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And, you know.
I did, too. And that's another thing that just, I said, wow. I cannot wait to hear him speak again, Kevin. And I'm so glad that you're going to bring him back on the show. And I'm just, like I said, totally enthralled with him.
Well, you're not alone. But in fairness, there are people that write to me and say, you know, why did you have this kind of crap on your show? You need to, you know. So there's people on both sides of that fence. And that's true of every guest that we have. But I will tell you that I have gotten tons and tons and tons of email, and probably 99.9% says things similar to what you've just said.
I am so looking forward to him telling us about how Mars had the Earth's moon.
Oh, I am too.
When you think about that, it makes a lot of sense how Mars had life, and I don't know how he says all these things, and just amazing, Kevin.
Well, I have a question for him that I didn't think of during the show. I didn't think of it until I watched the show later. The first thing that happens after we go off the air is we start uploading that video file. Okay, so I uploaded the video file. And then what I do is after it's uploaded, I turn it on and watch it and listen to it as I am editing the audio files to make the K-Pods. Okay, so I did. And I was watching the show and listening to the show and doing this audio editing. And there was one particular point in there where he said something that I can't believe the question didn't come to my mind then. but I'm an old guy, so I get away with it. But when he's back on, I'm going to ask him that question.
I'm older than you, and I was just assimilating so much from this individual.
Well, he is amazing. He is amazing.
I don't know whether to call him a man or, something else. But, boy, I'll tell you, he is just fascinating.
Yes, he is. Gary, thank you for the call. I have to move along. I have others trying to get in. But thank you so much for the call. It's good to hear from you. All right, it is Open Line Live, and maybe you have a comment about a previous guest. Pro Archon, we have freedom of speech here. And look, I know that not everybody liked what James had to say last night. I know because I got emails about it. I do know that the vast majority liked it. But this is not one of those deals where you have to kneel and kiss my ring, okay? In fact, I don't even wear rings, all right? So all you need to do is exercise your freedom of speech. And, if you liked him, you didn't like him, or maybe it's a different guest, okay? Okay, in Norway, we have Paul Eric. I think it's pronounced Luckley. He says, hi, Kevin, and the listeners. Everything that has been discussed this week, I've spent a lot of time and research into these areas myself. You've discussed the Phoenix Lights this week, and now basically the dismantling of NASA. Let me call your attention to an old Project Camelot interview with Gordon Novell. Mr. Novell has stated that they are building starships out of Utah. Why we should run an agency like NASA, whereas it costs so much to send the shuttles up, or even travel to the moon, when we can travel to the moon and back in no time at all. Mr. Novell said this is not for our solar system. This is to be able to travel outside and harvest materials that we need for us to survive in the future. The more and more I look into this, I believe the high probability is that Phoenix Lights was a test of this type of craft that they are building in Utah. I also believe that closing down NASA is an easy way to tell the public that NASA is not needed, whereas they have already what they need to travel and to do as they like. You see, here will be no more NASA feed for people to find weirdness and call NASA on it. What do you think? That's possible, quite possible. But if that's the case, why not just come out and say, okay, folks, we don't need NASA anymore because we've built this wonderful new starship. Take a look. Of course, I know you're dealing with politicians and openness, truthfulness, and basic integrity is just not part of the DNA, apparently, of most politicians. Some, but not most. Okay, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Are we on air right now?
We're on the air. Your first name and where are you calling from?
John from Vancouver Island.
John from Vancouver. What's on your mind, John?
You're talking about Darwinism, and it's a particular interest of mine. I've studied this, and one of the biggest problems when I was studying it is the fossil record. What it shows is that you've got eons of time where nothing changes, and then change explodes over a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. And new species emerge
mm-hmm.
over a very short period of time. And so the idea that random mutation would create that doesn't mm-hmm. really work because you don't have enough time.
Yeah, you're right.
And so...
Let me modify one thing. Here's how I see it. You have these eons of time where the species are pretty much the species, whatever they are. And then all of a sudden, it's not that you have change. It's that you have a sudden appearance of other species. But right. You don't see in the fossil record the changes taking place from species A becoming species B.
Right.
And so it's just A ends, or in some cases it's still there, and then boom, B is there too. It happens suddenly and with no fossilized evidence of trans-species mutation.
Yeah, that's the problem I had with it as well. I looked at this, 12 years ago, so I kept with the idea that, if there's a mechanism involved,
mm-hmm.
like how can you get that much intelligent change to create a new species over a short period of time? Like Darwinism is not going to do it. And so I was asking what could do it.
Okay.
And, I started thinking harmonics and, I was thinking mathematically, like resonance, maybe it had to do with where the Earth was going, because speciation is associated with extinction levels, so they happen at certain times. But then, more recently I'm thinking, there's the morphogenic field idea by Shoemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started thinking, maybe all the individual animals, entities that died went into a morphogenic field. And also, since, this whole notion is...
John, I hate to interrupt, but I have to because the break is taking over. If you'll hang on, I'll get back to you right after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall return. Welcome back. This is Open Line Live tonight. We're online with John from Vancouver Island. John, you're going to have to wrap it up pretty quick, though.
Okay. Very quickly, future species, I think, influence past species, and that's all part of the morphogenic field that Shoemaker talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm suspecting. And then finally, when I asked James Horak, what was going on with those ETs or whatever, he didn't really say much about that. I'm curious, if I was to ask him a question, I would say, look, is this like the way Darwin thought it, or if it isn't the way Darwin thought, is there a random process combined with a guiding intelligence, or what? He never really said one way or the other. So
yeah, but I don't recall you asking him that question specifically.
Pardon me?
I don't recall you asking him that question.
Maybe not specifically. I was trying to get at that.
Yeah, well, when he's back on, ask him specifically.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I learned quickly in interviewing him, is he answers what you ask, not what you were hoping he would guess you meant.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah. When James Horak is on again, if you have a question, be very specific in what you ask, because he's going to answer what you ask. Okay. And if you were sort of getting at something else, he's not going to guess. He probably does guess it, but he's not going to answer that. He's going to answer what you ask. Okay. All right. We have a flash message from Peter in Columbia wanting to know about the, show that I did with, Jeff Harvey. And, in that show, we talked about what did the remote viewers see at the Gulf of Aden. And that's when we started having weird stuff. That show, we started having weird stuff happening with the computers, and that's the first one that it recorded, but then it would not allow us to edit the audio. You load it into an audio editor, and I have three. They go from simple to very, very sophisticated. And all three of them, when you load that program, all three returned an error that said that the editor had experienced an unexpected error, and it closed down. We were able to get it cleaned up finally. It's in the it's in our archives. It's in the K-Pods, and I recommend it to you. What did they find? They did find that there is an anomaly. There is an object, and they had various descriptions of it. So I recommend you get into the K-Pods and listen to that show. Okay, 623-444-5889, and that's our main number. It works from any. You can call me on that number from anywhere on this planet. And probably from Nibiru. But if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use the flash message feature. And you go to my website, scroll down, you'll see the link that says flash message, okay? Rob in Australia says, I cannot connect. Status says offline. Thought you might like to know. Thanks. Well, if it says that, it's because someone has made it go offline. But we'll check into that and during this next break. And if it has gone offline, then certainly we will put it back online. However, that's why we have alternate listening links. And if for any reason you cannot get the Kevin Smith Show on the player on my site, read. It says alternate listening link right below where it says listen, and you can click that, and you can listen to the Kevin Smith Show over at Indy 104. All right, it'll take you to their player. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Oh, it's been an interesting week, hasn't it?
Oh, and it is not over yet, my friend.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night will be explosive as well.
That last caller, John, he sounds really intelligent. He sounds like somebody that could possibly be a guest on your show, just about.
Well,
he sounds pretty smart.
Yeah, but what he would need to do is send me a proposal for what he wants to talk about on the show, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, yeah, he's up there where the Olympics are. But, you know, I also know you've had him on your show before, but, you know, Don Ecker?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we're not supposed to talk about other radio shows on your show, but he's got his show back up and going, and I just got an email from him today that his site got the radio station that he broadcasts on got blasted by an attack, and it's been offline, and apparently they traced it back to Tehran, Iran. So the morons over there are not only not disallowing their citizens to use the internet freely, but they're trying to invade us as well.
Well, I have had attacks that came from Turkey. I've had attacks that came from China. I've had attacks that came from Mexico. And the problem is that you really don't know. I mean, you can trace it, but you really don't know unless it traces back to an individual house. And the reason you don't know is because it is possible to go through, for a hacker to go through several what's called black hole servers and use fake IP addresses, spoof IP addresses. And so, you know, you get into a black hole server, and if you get out of there, you are likely headed in the wrong direction because you're likely tracing now a spoofed IP address. And so there's really no way to know for sure. about the only people that can really do it for sure is the government.
Yeah, but I think that there's even though you can't prove it, I still think that some of these countries are trying to do that. You know, that's like the next war front is the internet. People are going to start trying to attack you that way. But
well, you're right. And there was an article. There was an article this week where the Senate is looking into how to protect against cyber warfare. And what it's going to amount to is a takeover of the internet by the government for your protection. You know something? We get hit. I get hit all the time. And you know what? I don't need protection. I would rather be hit and free than to have all that protection and having less freedom.
Yeah, you know, Ben Rich once said that we have the technology to go to the stars, but it's kept so dark and secret that it'll take an act of God for it to come out. And then also, I think it was Kelly Johnson that said that they have their next contract is to take E.T. home. And so, you know, my suspicion is these guys have already traveled way out into space, and but us, the people, are not allowed to know about it. It's we're not allowed to know either because we're quarantined on this planet. Because the whole thing that James was talking about was that, you know, if these objects out there and stuff, that, I mean, what would happen if somebody was to go to another galaxy? You know, I don't know if their soul would make it back to this. I mean, it gets kind of deep and complicated, but what do you think about the whole idea that we're kind of stuck here until we can figure out our own problems on this planet?
Well, I don't know if we are, but I think we should be, as long as we keep allowing idiots, thieves, criminals, liars, to be the leaders.
Right.
Now, I want to be careful. I want to be sure and be accurate. I am not painting all leaders with that brush. But there's a significant number of them. And as long as we keep putting those people in power, we don't deserve to get off this planet. We deserve what's happening to us. We did it to ourselves. Have to go. We're into a break. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Open Line Live here at the Kevin Smith Show. It's BYOT, bring your own topic. And we have a flash message, this one from Australia, from Blue in Australia. And he asked me if I've heard about the large iceberg that could impact the world's weather and climate. No, I have not, to the best of my knowledge, heard anything about that, but I'll check into that. And then he says, Mr. Richard Hoagland's interview was very interesting, and do you think contact will happen in large mass like Dick Criswell suggested before? There seems to be a growing sense of something big is building. I rather think the government will never disclose unless forced to. You know, I don't know. Will there be a whole bunch of UFOs that are going to show up and land or hover over cities all over the world, and there's no denying them? I don't know. I think that would be if the extraterrestrials are intent upon us having disclosure, that certainly would be an effective way to do it. But I don't know. I really don't. I know that information provided by Dick Criswell has been very accurate in the past, and so we'll have to wait and see. I just don't know. By the way, he's out of the hospital. All right, it's open line. And the telephone number is 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. And we'll talk about whatever is on your mind within our genre. Caller, you're live on The Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Chris from Michigan.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Just want to kind of touch base real quick. I want to congratulate you for not being right, actually, on the whole the earthquake prediction thing.
I didn't predict it.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, I that was actually the wrong term, but I, you know.
Yeah, I was very, very careful in saying throughout the show, I have no idea whether this is accurate or not. And, you know, so, but I, you know, it didn't happen, and that's a good thing.
That's, you know, that's what I was thinking, you know, when Walter said that, you know, hopefully we could, you know, come back and say that, you know, luckily nobody got hurt, and that would be a good thing, so.
Yeah. So we're going to have him back on, and we're going to open the envelope, and I'm going to read what he wrote. I have no idea what he wrote, but we're going to have him back on maybe next week. We're going to try and see if we can get him scheduled. I haven't talked to him yet about scheduling for next week, but perhaps he can be with us, and if he can, I'll open the envelope on the air and read what is before me.
Excellent. Yeah, that is such an interesting concept, though, and if something from human beings is ever able to kind of dial into something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, what a tool for good that could be.
Yeah, and, you know, his source was careful to say it's not a prediction. It's a I think he called it calculated estimate or assessment or something.
I did. I remember that, yeah.
And so,
well, sir, I'll let you go for the evening here.
Okay, thanks for the call. You know, those kinds of things, if it happened and if someone had said, you know, I want to take that as a heads up and I'm going to get out of Dodge here for a little bit. And then if it happened, you know, that the big earthquake happened and they were saved, then that was a good thing. Earthquakes and volcanoes are notoriously difficult to predict. And there have been volcanoes that suddenly erupted, as a surprise, to geologists that really didn't see that was about to happen. And then there have been times when geologists have warned, as they did with Mount St. Helens, hey, it's gonna blow. People need to get out of there. And they were right. So what if they had been wrong? Well, it didn't blow, but nobody got hurt either, you know, if in that case. So they're just notoriously difficult to predict, earthquakes and volcanoes. But I think volcanoes are probably a little bit easier to predict than earthquakes. And even that is a little bit touch and go. All right, now we have had on this show some really interesting guests over the past, 10 years. But especially within the past couple of weeks, we've really had some interesting guests here. And maybe there is something that one of those guests said that really made you think in a positive direction about that guest, or maybe in a negative direction about that guest. And I know you're used to talk shows where the host has like a hidden agenda, and sometimes not hidden, it's just out front. For those of you who are new to the Kevin Smith Show, you need to understand, when I bring a guest on this show, I am not saying that this guest is accurate. I'm not saying their information is accurate. I am not promoting the guest. I bring them on this show because I'm promoting freedom of information. And before we form opinions about people, we need to hear what they have to say. One of the biggest complaints, I guess, that I have about modern society is we say that we have a right to our own opinion, and we don't even form our own opinion. We let someone else do it for us. Let me give you an example. You read the movie reviews before you go see a movie. A lot of people do. And they read some bad reviews about a movie, and they say, oh, okay, well, I won't go see that. I'll go see this other movie. You've let someone else form your opinion. In the world of UFOs, extraterrestrials, and paranormal things, the same thing happens. There are people who have just violent, emotional outbursts when you mention certain guests. They don't even want anybody to hear that guest. I brought Dan Burrish on this show. Now, the reaction against Dan Burrish was it was very positive on one side, very extremely negative on the other side. I had people, a couple of people, who were supporting the show financially. And, you know, well, I can't believe you'd even bring anybody on like that. I'm never going to give you another penny. Okay, bye. Sorry to see you go. Financially, it hurts us. I will not compromise freedom of information. No matter what, I'm not going to do it. Because it's not fair to try to shut someone up, and it's not fair to expect everyone to, number one, form their opinion without having heard this person, or number two, just accept your opinion. And so in that case, that was my attitude. Bye. Now, I don't have that attitude about every issue, but, you know, when it's are we going to hear what this person has to say? And someone says, no, we're not going to hear. Yes, we are going to hear what they have to say. And we'll form our own opinions about them and about their information. And that's why I open the telephone lines so that you can call in and ask them questions. So if you don't buy something they're saying, call in and ask it. Bring it up and ask it. Ask that question. Make that comment. I don't protect the guest, and every guest that comes on this show knows that. I'm not going to step in and say, well, now, wait a minute, we're not going to get into that. Unless you're getting into politics, or if you are making a personal attack, like saying you're an idiot or something like that. I don't allow that. But, you have a pointed question, or you want to challenge what a guest has said. I don't stop that. And people that have been listening to this show for a long time know that's the case. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
It's Mike from Kentucky, Kevin.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Enjoyed Mr. Horak, his show last night, and that thing that I told you I was going to give you is already on its way.
Okay, very good. So let me ask you a question.
A lot of the things he says kind of strikes true to a lot of people, but it kind of hits the nerve on others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the ones that it's hitting the nerve on are people who are right on the verge of waking up, if you will. And it's time this planet woke up, because if they don't awaken soon, they're not going to have a planet. They're not going to have their freedoms. You know that, and I know that.
Well, and for the short term, it may be too late for our freedoms. I think the move is already a rushing river now, and I think it may be a little too late to salvage our freedoms in the short term. In the long term, they will return. And but you know, in order to get through whatever's coming, you really have to be aware of what's coming and then what's on the other side of that. And you know, that's the kind of stuff that Mr. Horak talks about. And you know, I get criticized, and you can imagine when I say that our freedoms are pretty much in shreds now. And I get email from people that say, well, if you don't love America, just leave it. Well, that's just absolutely anal. How can you love your country and not tell the truth? How can you? You have to tell the truth.
Yeah, how can you love your country but fail to stand up for it, but just sit
there
and accept what they're putting on you?
That's right. And not everyone that gets elected and takes that oath to uphold and defend the Constitution means it.
No, and you know, the people of this country have an opportunity coming in November of this coming year.
Okay, yeah, but let's don't go political here.
Well, I'm not going to say anything else other than to make a change.
Well, you know, the point is that we have put into office that which is destroying us. And it's not one person. It's not two. It's not one party. It's a whole raft of these people that are actually enemies of the Constitution, a lot of them. It doesn't matter what they say. You look at what they do. And so because of that, we've done it to ourselves, and our freedoms are pretty much in shreds now. Mike, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Good night.
Good night. Yeah, see, that's not political. That's just talking about the issue of our freedom and how did we get where we are. It's not just one party, and it's not just one politician. It's us. We did it to us. Okay, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hi, Rusty.
Hi. When Mr. Horak talked about those beings or ships or whatever they are that's around the sun,
yeah,
you think those may have anything to do with, he also made a statement that like they could take on any shape they want. Could they possibly have something to do with orbs?
Well, you know, they might. I didn't think of that. Maybe they do. I don't know. I know, are you aware, you remember the blue spiral that was up over Norway, and we talked about it with Richard Hoagland?
Yes.
Are you aware of the fact that within just the past couple of days, there was not a spiral, but it was like a very floppy donut shimmering in the sky, a gigantic circular donut, okay? Or some people would say toroid. And that was in the sky, but it's on YouTube, and it's called Shimmering UFO Over Scandinavia. Well, the problem is you don't know what Scandinavia. That's Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and part of Finland.
Okay.
So we don't know where, but in that same general part of the world, it was up there. And I wonder if those things around the sun have anything to do with that.
I don't know. That's a good question, too.
Yeah.
And Mr. Horak seems to think that I got the impression from him that he doesn't think that there's too many, I want to say, alien entities, and he's attached several names to them, EMTs and different names. He didn't give the indication to me that he thought very many of them were, like, violent or that sort of thing.
Yeah, because I asked that, and he said they're just indifferent.
Yeah, so who would have been, you know, all this violent stuff that's attributed to him, who would that be doing that then?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that. Now, the Greys are not ETs, according to him. They are,
right.
They are EBEs, extraterrestrial biological entities. And a lot of it is attributed to them. Then we have heard from, you know, other people. I don't think that James Horak has talked about this, but we've heard from other people about reptilians. Now, there is a pretty strong theory out there that reptilians are not extraterrestrial. They're interterrestrial. And that they actually live here, you know. So I don't know. It's quite a mystery.
Yeah, huh. Yeah, but, you know, the main thing I called about was those orbs. I just wondered if they were somehow connected, you know, because nobody's been able to explain those orbs at all either, you know, where they come from or anything.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have the answer for that. I don't know, but when he's back on the show, jot that question down, and when he's back on the show, call in and ask him.
I'll have to do that if I can remember. I'm about your age, so I got bad memory, too.
Well, and you see, that's why when people call in, I write it down on my notepad so that if I forget the name of the person I'm talking to, I can look down and say, oh, Rusty, okay.
Oh. All righty. Well, all right. Take it easy, Kevin.
Thanks. All right, let's see. The telephone lines are open, 623-444-5889. And then the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Blue in Australia says, hi, Kevin. Also, those KSS T-shirts are quite comfortable. And membership is so cheap, it's just cents a day, like... and he mentions another show. Yeah, you're right. And by the way, that must mean you got one of our T-shirts. And congratulations, you are now in high fashion, Blue, because you have one of the Kevin Smith Show T-shirts. It's Open Line Live, 623-444-5889. And toll-free 888-223-4599. Tony in Australia. Boy, Australia is active tonight. Where are our listeners in Germany and Norway and Sweden and Morocco and Vietnam and all those other places around? You're not sending flash messages tonight. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, this is John in Arizona.
Hi, John.
How are you doing tonight?
Outstanding. Is this the John that I think it is?
Are you there?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Well, John cannot hear me. Okay. We'll let him call back in just a moment. Tony in Australia says, hello, Kevin. Well, it's happening here in Australia already. The government is pushing a bill through on place tracking devices on school kids to monitor their whereabouts at all times. From kids to adults very soon, I think, and the general public have no idea what's going on with this. It's too late, Kevin. We're rushing into trouble big time. Yeah? And this is why people say we need to wake up. Yeah, I think we do, but if you think waking up is going to change anything, it's too late for that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is John in Arizona again. I don't know what happened before, but we tried it again.
All right, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was wondering, you know, as popular as you are and as many people as wander through this state, how would you feel about being able to let people come and watch the show live there at the studio?
I don't mind. It would be okay. And we have room for two people at a time.
Two people at a time?
It's that small.
Maybe that might be a way to pick up a donation, you know, towards the budget. And, you know, somebody come in, donate to the budget, and watch you, you know, live.
Yeah.
Better than a movie.
Yeah. It's when John Hutchison was here the other night, he had a friend with him, and the studio with those two people and me, the studio is elbow to elbow. It's packed. It's that small.
Okay,
so,
I had no idea. I just.
But I can do two at a time.
Okay. As far as your guess the other night, I was looking. You know, being an amateur scientist, I was looking for errors in his story, but he just seemed to have a knowledge about what he was speaking about, and I couldn't fault him anywhere.
You're speaking of Mr. James Horak.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think about it, other than I can say I find it very interesting, compelling information. And
I got the feeling that he was genuine with what he was saying. You know, I'm like you. I can't say that I think he's what he says he is, but I would definitely like to hear some more from him.
Were you listening when I said to him, he made some statement. I said, well, it's right about this point where people say that guy needs pills.
Yeah, I was listening.
And his response was, well, good, that's what I expect. I expect that's healthy skepticism. And so it doesn't seem to faze him very much. John, what part of Arizona are you in?
I live in the metropolis of Mesa.
Well, you're not far from me then.
Well, that's why I wanted to come visit you sometime, if that was all right.
It's all right. Send me an email. I'll send you the directions.
Very good. I'll do that.
All right. Thanks for the call.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, 623-444-5889, but we're headed into a break, so when we come out of this break, you can give us a call and tell us what's on your mind. BYOT, bring your own topic. We'll be back. And welcome back. It is Open Line Live tonight, and we would be delighted to hear from you. The telephone number is 623-444-5889, and the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Now, during the break, I grabbed from YouTube a video of the thing I was talking about over Scandinavia. So for those of you who are watching on our TV channel in our members area, you're going to see it. For everyone else, I'm going to describe it for you, okay? So let's go to that. Here we go. This is just it's a donut shape. And it's white, and it's sort of pulsating and very flexible. It's just a very, very odd thing. And apparently, this was up in the sky. Now, they say over Scandinavia, but you see, that bothers me a little bit, because Scandinavia is not a country. It's a region. So where in Scandinavia? Now, unless we know where, we really can't put a whole lot of confidence in the veracity of this video. It's an interesting video, but we don't know where it was taken, other than Scandinavia. Okay, that could be over Denmark, Sweden, Norway, part of Finland. We don't really know. And so you really can't put just a whale of a lot of confidence in that being a real genuine video, as opposed to being, you know, some type of CGI or something like that. I don't know. But the thing just, it looks like kind of a plasma. I don't know how else to describe it. If you can imagine a smoke ring, and the smoke ring is turning or spinning and pulsating, that's kind of what this looks like. So I don't know what it is. But I think the fact that we, there was that spiral over Norway, and if you heard the show that we did with Richard Hoagland, you know that we talked about, I said, and, you know, it didn't look like to me a missile, because a missile can't do the things that were done there. Richard Hoagland's take on it is that a missile was fired and something, some kind of force or weapon, basically reached out and grabbed that missile and held it in place and then spun it around. And he gave his reasons for that. He gave his he talked about why he thinks that's what happened. And he talked about the tremendous amount of force that it would take to stop a missile that's traveling in excess of 4,000 and maybe as high as 12,000 miles per hour. And to just stop it and hold it and spin it around. That would take a tremendous amount of force. So in that same region of the world, then we have this strange donut-shaped luminescent UFO. And, I don't know. It would seem to me something really strange is going on in Scandinavia, over Scandinavia. Something really strange going on. We have two telephone lines open for you, 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. And either one of those will get you here to the studio. The 888 number is toll-free. Let me check real quick on the flash message board. Nope, we have taken care of all the flash messages that have come in, with the exception of whatever came in that hit the delete box because it came in from the USA or Canada and it's automatically dumped in the delete box. So what's happening in your part of the world that's strange and unexplained, or what comment might you have? Now, you may be interested in knowing, whenever Mr. Hoagland was on the show with us, we had a caller that called in and mentioned an interview that the granddaughter or great-granddaughter of Ike Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, had given, in which she said that some government agents tried to recruit her into a Mars colony project. And you may remember that Mr. Hoagland said that's all a hoax. She didn't say that. Okay, so I thought, well, now that's interesting. I don't know if she said it or didn't say it. And I purposely kept myself from knowing it. I didn't look it up to see if she said it or didn't say it. I just looked her up. And I decided, in keeping with my policy, which is let's hear it from the person themselves. Why form your opinion based on what somebody else says? Hear it from the source. And so she's going to be my guest in an upcoming show, and you don't need to miss a single show, because if you do, you will surely pick that one to miss. And then you'll say, oh, I could kick myself. I wanted to hear her. So don't miss a single show. If you miss one show, you miss in fact, if you miss a single second of a show, you miss an absolute universe of information, so you don't want to miss it. I want to kind of go back to the NASA thing. There are people who think that NASA should be done away with. I think NASA deserves to be done away with. They've earned it. But I don't think it should happen. Now, the reason I say they've earned it is because they have not shot straight with us about what they have discovered out there. They simply have not shot straight with us. And that is easily proved from their own photographs. on the other hand, when was the last time the U.S. military released any photographs to you of the moon? Any close-up detailed photographs? Okay, NASA doesn't comment about these strange anomalies that are found on the moon, or they give you some kind of bogus nonsense as a explanation, but they do release the photograph, don't they? Whatever you know about the moon, those anomalies on the moon, whatever you know about the anomalies on Mars, you got that from NASA photographs. So even though they do cloud the issue, even though they do turn on the fog machines, even though they obfuscate, they do release the photos. And you're not getting those from any other U.S. agency. So if you get rid of NASA, where are you going to get your fresh new information, updated information about what's going on Mars or Venus or the moon or Mercury or any of these other planets? You know, we had a discussion with Mr. James Horak about those things that are in orbit around the sun. Do you know how you know those things are in orbit around the sun? Because it's in NASA photographs. That's how you know. If it was left up, look, I have the highest respect for our military, all branches of our military. I have the highest respect for them, and that's no joke. And let me say, for everyone serving in uniform, thank you. I truly stand in awe of your dedication and commitment to your country. And I mean that. Having said that, it's still the truth that if the military, any branch of the military, has photographs that show these anomalies on Mars or on the moon, you'll never know it. You don't know it now, and you never will know it. If they take a picture and there's anything at all about that picture that could, maybe, sort of, might be a little bit anomalous, they're going to classify it. And you're never going to see it. Never. 20 years, 25 years from now, when it has to be unclassified, you know what's going to happen? They're going to say, well, we don't know what happened to them. We can't find them. How do I know that? Because that's happening every day. Every day. NASA has been, and I think continues to be, our only hope of getting any information. NASA blows smoke. In my opinion, there are cases in which they have outright lied. That's my opinion. But there are also those photographs. They still release those photographs, don't they? And in those photographs, even when they airbrush them and try to make it look like there's nothing there, you can see that they airbrushed it, and they still release it. So you know they hid something. It's like they're not really trying to hide the fact that they're hiding something. They're kind of public with that, you see. So I think it's very important for us to take a deep breath and back up and think about this before we jump on that bandwagon to say, you know, we need to get rid of NASA. What are you going to replace it with? Do you really think you're going to replace it with something more responsive to you? Do you really see that trend in government anywhere on this planet? Do you really see a trend in government anywhere on this planet where the government is more responsive to its people? if you do, please send me an email and tell me where that is. I don't know of a place on the planet where the trend is toward government being more responsive to its people. The trend is all over the planet. The trend is toward, we're the government, you're not, we know better, sit down, shut up, and go away. That's the trend. We'll be back right after this. Final approach. That means we have just a few minutes left. We have time for one or two calls, maybe. Although I think some of you have died, and you have your families have my sympathy. You died just as you were reaching for your phone, and your families have my sympathy if the program is still playing and they can hear as they are discovering you dead by your phone. My condolences. From Australia, Bob writes, what's your take on Buzz Aldrin's statement about the monolith on the moon? Do you think he said it off the bat, or was he put up to say it by higher powers? Well, first of all, it's not on the moon. It's on the moon of Mars. It's on Phobos, the moon of Mars. My take on it, it's there. There are photographs of it. And I've shown those here on the show, so many of you have seen that. I've shown them on our TV channel. Many of you have seen it. Yes, there is a gigantic structure, and it appears to be too regular to be a geophysical structure. Plus, this little moon of Mars called Phobos is tiny, so you know it's not geophysical. Was he put up to say it? Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. And with him, it's hard to tell because he appears on a show and says, "Yeah, we saw a UFO," and then the next day he appears on a show and in newspapers saying, "I never said that." And so you know, who knows? It's Buzz. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. Hi, this is Bill from Elgin, Illinois.
Hello, Bill.
And I love this open line nights. I think they're really interesting to listen to other people's input. You know, yeah. I was wondering, I haven't heard anything in a long time about the night vision thing Ed Grimsley was doing, you know, and I just, it's just amazing if everybody sees everything they say they see when this happens. Why aren't more people even discussing it? It's just like it's, you know, the whole thing, the whole subject went away.
Well, it's kind of interesting. A couple of things. The subject didn't go away, and he's still doing night watches. But it's interesting what happened. Some big names in the field of UFOs have looked through the goggles. They're really not goggles. It's more like binoculars. It's night vision optics. And they have seen these things flying. They have seen them in formation, etc. And still will not say, they go away from it saying, well, I saw something, but I can't say it was UFOs. Well, if you don't know what it is, it's a freaking UFO. That's what U in UFO means, unidentified. And it's flying. Okay, so we got the first two, unidentified flying, and then it is an object because it's reflecting light, and you're seeing it. So it is a UFO. Whose are they? We don't know. What are they? We don't know. What are they up to? We don't know. All that goes into the U in UFO. And but you had some big names that have done that. And so even among the UFO community, there are mushrooms. There are mushrooms who just take whatever the talk show host says and they say, oh, okay. And you shouldn't do that. You should question everything. And I don't mean you personally, but I mean we shouldn't just take at face value what somebody says. Question it and get to the bottom of it. Another thing that happened is a guy posted some stuff on the internet that was very negative about Ed Grimsley. And by negative, I mean it makes him look like a bum. It makes him look like he's absolutely penniless and a scoundrel. And that's simply not true. But he posted it, and he said that that's what he was told by the mayor of Calistoga in California. I sent an email to the mayor, and that email is, you can go on my website, and in the upper right-hand corner, you can click a link that will show you what I wrote to the mayor. I'm still waiting to hear from him. His name is Jack Jingles, and as far as I am concerned, at this point, Jack Jingles is another mealy-mouthed, duck and cover, say anything you want and then run for cover politician.
I thought it was interesting that, who was it? Norrie. George Norrie questioned it, so he went with one of those deals with that, and he said he's legit. It's there. I don't know what it is, and the news media doesn't want to pick it up, and it was after you had him on and everything was going so well, you know, that George sort of jumped on the boat there. But anyway, you know, there it is. Like he said, you know, everybody knows me. My reputation's on the line. I don't lie. So Ed doesn't lie. I mean, Ed says, well, look for yourself. There it is. Geez, you know, look in the sky.
Yeah, and they, you know, a lot of these things, see, people don't understand. You can see them with your naked eye if you know what to look for. However, it's just a really tiny, tiny little speck of light flying across space. But when you use the night vision goggles, you get a little bit of magnification, not a whole lot, but you get some. The thing is, now it's not such a dim little speck of light. It is a speck of light that you can see clear enough to see its shape. And but, you know, people say, well, why do you have to have night vision? If they're up there, you ought to be able to see them. Well, you can, if you know what to look for. And the way I know that is I went to one of his night vision sky watches. And what he does is he scans the sky very often with his naked eye. Then he uses a laser pen, and he points at something that he sees up there. With that laser pen, he turns it on, and he tells everybody with the night vision goggles, follow the laser beam up. And they follow it up, and they, oh, yeah, and they see it. He turns the laser beam off, they see it. And these things are in formation, flying formations, doing maneuvers. They're not just flying straight. It's real. It's very real.
Yeah, I read the article that letter you wrote that or email you sent the mayor of that town. I thought it was interesting that he doesn't care to respond.
No.
Kevin, thank you very kindly, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the mayor has not responded. And, you know, look, Jack, you may be a fine individual. I don't know you. But have the courage of your convictions here, you know? If you said this to this guy and you think you shouldn't have the courage to say, yeah, I said it, but I shouldn't have. And if you said it and you think it's right, you think it's the thing you should have said, have the courage of your convictions. Send me an email or come on this show and tell us, yeah, I said it and I stand by it. But if you didn't say it, this guy's out there saying you did. Don't you think you need to get your name out of the mud? Stop the duck and cover. Stop running for the hills. It doesn't go away. Your name is famous, Jack Jingles, in 143 countries. I made you famous. I would like for you to have the opportunity to clarify what the situation is. And the invitation stands, and it will stand until you're no longer mayor or until you come on the show and talk to us or send me an email that I can read on the show and explain your position on that. Tomorrow night's going to be a great night. Don't forget, if you miss a single second, you miss an absolute universe of information. Yeah, I would like to tell you who's going to be on tomorrow night, but I just can't. And you know why. You know why. But you got to be here. And bring your friends. Heck, bring your enemies. We are going to have one fantastic show tomorrow night, and that I can guarantee you. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.